טוב, בעזרת השם. תורה למתחץ. Rabbi is teaching us, like we said yesterday, on the fact that the person is not really in his hands. Just if he purified himself, so he is in the hands of the tzaddikim. And if he haven't, so chas v'shalom, the sitra achra, the foreign side, the other side, the darkness can control his life. But from every place that you are at, you need to attach yourself back to Hashem Yitbarach. And that's the will, baratzon. Because bederech she'adam rotze lelech, molichin oto. Because if you're really going to want to be pure, he's going to purify you. And like that we're saying, bederech she'adam rotze lelech, in the path that you want to walk in that path, so molichin oto, they're leading you in that, they help you to walk. You're not walking in that path by not only your downs, you cannot blame yourself for your downs, like we spoke yesterday. Also your ups. Also when you're achieving things, molichin otcha to those places. What's the lesson? What's the conclusion that a man should come to when he sees that he failed? Okay, now I failed. Now I failed in something. What should I understand from it? Okay, it's all from Hashem. Wonderful. What's the lesson? How am I going to know what Hashem is telling me? He's bothering you, Chai? He's a new member in our class. He came to listen.
It's right here.
Like that, he's bold, yellow, and smiling. Dedicating the shiur to Hashem Abba Avram Krieger and his wife. So what's the lesson? Like that we're saying that it all depends in the will. Everything depends in the will. If you achieve things, so it's because you want to achieve them. כי בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך מוליכין אותו. So what you need to learn from your downs, that they're showing to you where you're holding with your will. Hashem Yitbarach pushed you down to a certain failure to wake you up to see what you want. And it can be that you want desires, that you want lust, that you want sadness, that you want depression. That's your will. You find a certain comfort in that place. It's nice for you. You like that. No one is bothering you. You're all sad and depressed, and you can rest, and you're angry now, so no one is bothering you. You have your space, you have your time, you shown your angry face, and this is it. And Baruch Hashem, now you have a couple of hours, no one will talk to you, you can eat, you can drink, it's all because the person wants to remove Hashem Yitbarach from him. He doesn't have the power for the rebuke of Hashem, so he's saying to Hashem, leave me alone. Chas v'shalom. Rabbeinu is saying that when a person is in sadness, ba'atzvut, he's angry at Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem is not fulfilling his will. You want something, Hashem is not answering your prayers, you're angry. It's so silly, so stupid to hold in that place. But that's our place, it's okay. But at least we're working on it. So when you have a failure, you don't need to be all stressed because of that and scared. Look, what have I done? I failed. The failure wasn't in your hands at all. You could not stop it. If you will check who you are, with your powers, of your spirit, of your nefesh, of your soul, with what that you went through, in that test that you failed in, you couldn't stand. Check it. See on which way you've been by which pathway you've been educated, what you experienced in your life, which things you went through in your life. And in that test, check yourself. If you had the chance to stand, the fact that you blame yourself and say, yes, I could do it, it's not a real proof and evidence that really you could. If you failed and Hashem haven't helped you, it means that you couldn't help yourself. Hashem is the only one that can help you. That is the humility of the tzaddikim, the righteous people. They know that without Hashem and Baruch, they cannot achieve nothing. That's humility. So you know for sure that that failure was too strong for you, because if Hashem gives permission to the angel to fight, you lost. That's it. How can you fight an angel? Who are you to find an angel? He's made out of fire, you're made out of flesh and bones. You cannot fight with something that you cannot see, something that you cannot hold, something that you cannot understand, something that is beyond your reach. How can you fight it? He can be in few places in one time, he's faster than you, you cannot predict his moves, he can come from inside. What can you do? You cannot do nothing. If Hashem gives him the permission to damage, you're lost. So that failure was a situation just like that. Hashem gave the permission to that angel to be mekatred, to say something bad, to damage the person somehow, and now you've been damaged. So for what it all came from Hashem? That you're going to see where you're holding. Where are you holding? In the path that they brought you to. By what it's been said that you're going to come to that place, by the will that you had. Because in the path that a person wants to walk in, they're leading him in that path. You had that desire. You wish to achieve that down, that falling. You want it. You yearned for that thing. In a certain moment, you have that will inside. Why you failed? Because you wanted it. You failed because in a certain way, you wanted it. So that will, Hashem wanted you to do tshuva on it. If you would just hear it in a class, you wouldn't go to the field and cry and do tshuva on it like you should. It wouldn't wake you up. So Hashem had to fail you. Hashem had to push you down, that you're going to see, that you're going to smell, that you're going to touch, that you're going to disgust from yourself. How can I find myself in those places? How low can I get? That's my will. This is what that I want to do in life. This is what that I want to, this is where I want to be. I have to do tshuva on that. And then you take yourself seriously daily to the field, especially if you fail every day. And then you do a complete tshuva. Because if you have one failure, you say, okay, it was a mistake. Hashem, help me not to do it anymore. But if you see that, mamash, you lost your will, and you don't know what to do in your life anymore, and you see that lust and desires control your mind, and you're angry all of the time, and you fall to sadnesses all of the time, and you eat like a meshuga, and you drink like a meshuga, and you don't care about rules of the Torah, so you start to be afraid. You say, hey, what's going on with me? I don't want to hold in that place. So you go to the field and you confess. And that tshuva is cleansing you, is purifying you, is bringing you to places that if Hashem would help you and not pushing you down, you would never achieve those places. Because tshuva brings you to a place that even righteous people cannot achieve. We need to get it already. Hashem just wants to give us a gift to upgrade us from a level of tzaddiki to a level of balei tshuva. This is it. He can make you to be a righteous man. Hashem just going to tell the angels not to fight. This is it. Leave them alone. This is it. We're all righteous. We're all pure. Hashem don't do it. Doesn't do it. Why? Why doesn't do it? Hashem, have mercy on us. It's not the real rachmanot. It's not the real mercy. The real mercy is that you're going to stand up and you're going to decide, I'm not fighting with that yetzer hara. I'm not giving up. I'm going to do tshuva on that. I'm going to admit on my failures. I'm going to be strong to stand and to admit I'm a failure, I'm weak, I'm soft. I have lusts, I have desires. I'm not that idol that I wanted to be. I'm not that hero that I assumed that I am. I'm not all of those lies that I lied to myself all of my life. I'm weak. Without Hashem, I'm not able to do nothing, cannot achieve nothing. I cannot learn Torah, I cannot pray with the right intention, the Kavanah. I cannot go to the mikveh. If Hashem stops you, nothing, you cannot achieve nothing in Avodat Hashem. Nothing, nothing, the smallest things of them all. Things that for you now you think, no, that Baruch Hashem I have in my pocket, you can lose everything. If Hashem wants to humiliate you, to show you where you hold, Hashem can take
everything from you. Everything, everything, everything. Everything, every single thing Hashem can take from you. Hashem took the kingship from Shlomo HaMelech. For years, Shlomo HaMelech wasn't the king at all of Am Yisrael. He was going in the woods, in the desert. He would look like homeless, looking for a place to put his head. For years, because he forgot Hashem for a moment in his life. This is it. Hashem told him, forgot me. There is that midrash on the king Nebuchadnezzar, that Nebuchadnezzar wanted to praise Hashem. He wanted to praise Hashem. So, when he was about to praise Hashem, Hashem sent an angel to slap him on his mouth. And he did. And when he done that, so the crown of Nebuchadnezzar fell to the ground, and Nebuchadnezzar didn't praise Hashem in Barach anymore. So, the question that's been asked here is, why Hashem is stopping the thanks, the praises? Okay, so it's Nebuchadnezzar. But we know the thanks and praises Hashem is accepting from everyone. We're counting on that. That Hashem, Bo Sha'arav Betodah, come to his gates with thanks. Means that thanks are opening all of the gates. So why he stopped Nebuchadnezzar? He haven't stopped him. He haven't closed his mouth. He just slapped him on his mouth. What it means? You think that it's a big thing to say thank you when you have your crown on your head? It's not a big thing. Let's see you thank Hashem Yitbarach now, when your crown is rolling on the ground. Now say thank you. After you receive that slap in your face, and you're all shaky, you don't know where you're holding at all in Avodat Hashem anymore. You see your failure, you see how low you are. Now say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach. That's a big thing. For that you need to get used to go with thanks and praises. Thanks and praises that are coming from the heart, from a sincere, from a straight heart. That you thank Hashem Yitbarach on things that you appreciate. On things that you see that you do have in your life. You cannot ignore them. You can breathe. So what? You cannot say thank you? You can see. You cannot say thank you on that. You can hear. You cannot say thank you. You do. If Chas Shalom, they're going to take it from you, what then you're going to do? You're going to cry. So on everything that you're going to cry, if you're going to lose, you can thank that you have it. When you go with those thanks and praises, you start to recognize Hashem's greatness. You can see Hashem in the details. You can see every small thing that I have in my life, I appreciate it. I want it. That's another way to look at the Nikudot Tovot that Rabbeinu said. What is Tov? En Tov Ela Torah. The good that there is in the creation, it's the Torah itself. The good, it's the light of the Tzadikim. The good is Hashem, that Hashem is good. Every good point that you have in your life, it's a revealing of Hashem Yitbarach in your life. It's a way that Hashem Yitbarach is showing His face to you in your life. When Hashem reveals Himself, so you can hear, because Hashem gives you the power to hear. And when Hashem reveals Himself, Hashem gives you the power to see, power to talk, power to feel, power to learn, power to remember. All of the powers, because He owns all of the powers, and He gives them to you. The main war is the war on the will. And we need to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach out of joy. And to look for those good points even in the darkest places of them all. Mamash. When you find yourself so low, not to be scared from the failures. Nothing happened. Et Hashem Yohav Hashem Yochiach. Hashem rebukes you now because He loves you. And He wants you to fix yourself, and you're able to. Because if you believe that you can ruin, you should believe that you can fix. You should believe in that. You should believe in that you can fix by the power of the Tzadikim. You should just stand and bond yourself to the righteous people in that darkness and start talking to Hashem Yitbarach from that awful place that you are at. And not to be scared from that situation. So what? So what? What happened to you? You cannot scare us with your nonsense, with your small failures that you think that you have. And wow, mamash, you scared me. I'm so afraid. What are you going to do? You broke Shabbos. You went on a date and you haven't guarded your eyes. Wow. Oh, Chas Shalom, you kissed him. wow, Mash, I don't know what to do now. I'm going to make it to Kollel tomorrow. Wow, really? You ate and you haven't checked if it's kasher? Oh, wow, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with you? Wow, you cannot start over, of course not. Nothing going to help you. This is it. Oh, you heard music in the Omer. Wow, you're such a pathetic person. What have you done? Start over. Do tshuva, Hashem, I'm sorry. What, you want to be in the level of Yitzhak Avinu? Forget it. It's not your level. Why you imagine it to yourself all of the time? No, I'm not allowed to sin. I'm not supposed to sin. I wasn't supposed to fall. I wasn't supposed to fail. Why? Who you think you are that you're not going to fail? Who you hold yourself as? Who you think you are that you're not going to fail? You think that your level is not to fail, and every down that you have, you're so excited. Oh, wow, what happened to me? It's your imagination that brought you to think that you're in that level. Maybe that is your level, and every success that you have was a huge success and a free gift. Sounds more about right. More logic. That you're nothing and you don't have nothing, and every good thing that you received it from Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Today I learned 1 hour Torah. 23 hours I wasn't learning. Who are you to learn? Who are you to open a book? You think you deserve to open books? Why are we kissing the books? Because we know we're not worthy. We appreciate it so much. Chavivut mitzvah. Thank you for the tefillin. Thank you on the tefillin, on the Shabbos, on the mezuzah, on the tzitzit, on everything. Thank you. We're kissing it because a kiss, it's an eternal thing. What did you kiss in this world, you're going to kiss in the world to come. It's written in the Zohar Kadosh. Whatever you kiss in this world, you're going to kiss in the world to come forever. Zivug HaNeshikin. This is why we're kissing Talmidei Chachamim, we're kissing Sefer Torah, this is why we teach our children to kiss the Bible, the Sefer Torah, the Chumash, the Sidur, because whatever you kiss in this world, you're going to kiss it forever. It's an eternal attachment. This is why a person has to be strong, to appreciate every holy point that he got in his life, and to thank Hashem Yitbarach on that. And to know, thank you Hashem Yitbarach, I'm not deserved nothing. Who am I? Who am I to be so close to righteous people? Who am I to spend my hours in Beit Midrash? Who am I to live in Jerusalem, to live in Eretz Israel, to do longit bodeduyot, to thank you, to say Tikkun HaKlali, to be in Uman, to dip in the mikveh, to say thank you Hashem, even to think about you, to be aware to the fact that you exist? Who am I? It wasn't my actions that brought me to that purity. It's a merit for my ancestors. Some grandmother is standing in heaven and screaming on her grandchildren, and I'm one of them, and that's the only reason. If you would ask a Baal Tshuva before that he done Tshuva, if he wants to do Tshuva or not, for sure he's going to say no. Before of his Tshuva, in the time that they test you and they decided that you're going to enter into the path of Tshuva, if they would ask you if you want to do Tshuva, I would say no. Rather to go to dance, rather to go to drink, rather to go and hang out with my friends, to drive, to I don't know what, to enjoy life. So, we said that in the path that the person wants to walk, they lead him. Kodesh Baruch Hu li babai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, check your heart, not your actions. Not your actions. Your actions are all in the hands of Hashem, that He is reborn, in charge of all amasim, of all of the actions. He's in charge of all your actions before of the tshuva, during the tshuva, after the tshuva when you're righteous. It's all Hashem. Hashem, He asa, ose, ve'yase, lechol amasim. He done, He do, and He will do all of the acts, all of the deeds, all of the actions. You don't do nothing. Who are you? The will. The will. Inside you have a will. You have a desire. This is you. Now on that you need to work. On that you need to fight. To want the holiness, the kedusha, the purity, the righteous people. To hang out with Talmidei Chachamim, in the Beit Midrash, in the Beit Knesset. To want that. Like Avshalom said, you can answer on all of the questions they're going to ask you. Why you haven't done that? I didn't have time. Why you didn't pray like you should? I was busy. Why this? Why that? My wife, my children, everything, my desires, my lusts, whatever you can answer. One thing you cannot answer, why you didn't want it? Why you didn't want it to come to shul? On that you cannot answer. What are you going to say? My wife, she didn't let me. I didn't ask you why I didn't come, why I didn't show up. Why I didn't want it to come? Why I didn't want it? Why I didn't want it to come to Uman? Why I didn't want it to say Tikkun HaKlali today? On the will we need to work. The will is in our hands. You have a free will. On everything the person can understand that it's Hashem Yitbarach Mashgiach on him, supervising on him. But the will is a ratzon, is chofshi, is free. It's in your hand to do with it, to achieve with it. And you need to set a goal in your life. And like Rabbeinu is saying, you don't need, first of all, I'm going to attach myself to that kosher rabbi and with him, Bezrat Hashem, I wish to achieve his level. No. Rabbeinu is saying you need to look for the biggest righteous man of them all. Means you cannot satisfy yourself with 90%, with 98%. We're looking for 100. 100. You know what it means, 100? Someone told me. He told me something on 100. So I told him, you need to say 101. He said, what? Why? I told him, 100, it's Samech Mem. It's the name of the devil. It's 100. Numeral value of Samech and Mem, it's 100. So I told him, it's better to say 101. It's a numeral value of Michael. He told me, no. You don't know nothing about 100. I told him why. He said, 100 is a different thing. It's not Samech Mem at all. I told him, what is it? Mm-hmm. He said, you are zero, I am zero, and Hashem is one. This is it. This is 100. That's the solution against Yetzer Hara. You're zero, and I'm zero, and only Hashem is one. Hashem tells you. Yetzer Hara tells you. It's only Hashem. There is nothing except of Hashem. Only Hashem is one. I'm zero, you're zero, only Hashem. We need to attach ourselves to Hashem Yitbarach in 100%. Whatever you feel that that's the will of Hashem Yitbarach from you, you need to believe that that's the will of Hashem Yitbarach from you. That's what it means to believe in yourself. How are you going to know? Rav Shalom can give a class today to go to do 6 hours in the field on Am Yisrael. Next day, he's going to talk about poking your eyes and not to see no woman. So what you're going to do now? In the third day, he's going to talk about Chatzot. And you have to wake up Chatzot. You're not Chassid of Eslev. You're not waking up Chatzot. Next day, he's going to talk about Shalom Bayit. How can you be so many hours outside of your house? You're not prepared. You're not ready. You need to spend time with your wife. You don't have the vessels. You can get crazy. You don't know what to do. Next day, half an hour on Kedusha, on Abrit, on Briti Shalom. You need to read the books. You're not learning. Next day, guys, what you think? You're going to spend all day in the fields. You need to sit in the Beit Midrash to learn Torah. At least 4 hours Gemara a day. What are you going to do? You don't know what. Why? What do you want? Where are you taking me? You need to check inside. You need to check inside. You need to check what Hashem is saying to you now. If you know for sure that Chatzot is not in your level, you're not able to wake up Chatzot. If you going to have to wake up Chatzot, it's going to tear your day to pieces. If you know that to wake up at 3 a.m., to wake up to the nets, it's going to break you to pieces. If you know that something, to sit 4 hours and to learn Torah Gemara, it's too much for you, you need to understand that it's beyond your reach, beyond your powers. What you're going to do now? Work on your will. Work on building your vessels. Pray on it every day. Hashem, give me that ability to learn more Torah, to wake up earlier in the morning, to wake up Chatzot. I want. At least when you pray, you can see that you want. If you not pray, it means you don't want. But if you pray, it means that you want. You need to aim to achieve 100% of what? Of what that Hashem wants from you. Because you have your point in Avodat Hashem that I don't have that point. You can understand things that Hashem is talking to you in your private supervision that He is supervising on you from day first, from beyond, from before. From before you came to this world, Hashem prepared for you certain parents, certain brothers, sisters, certain neighborhood, certain house, certain dog that you're going to walk with, whatever. Hashem planned all of those details in your life. I don't have a clue about it. I cannot guide you in your path. I can show you that I'm trying to stand on my path. And by that, you're going to learn to stand in your path. To find your path. To listen to the voice of Hashem that is talking to you from inside. The teshuva is inner. It's not following, obeying a certain book of rules. That book of rules is going to teach you to listen to your inner voice that Hashem is talking from inside. And Hashem is talking from inside of every soul and soul, because that soul is part of Hashem. It's Hashem Yitbarach Himself inside of you. Neshama Elokit, divine soul. You have godliness, Elokut, inside of you. Elokut, it's Hashem. Can you cut Elokut? Can you cut it? Can you divide Hashem Yitbarach into pieces? He's laughing from you. He's all one. You cannot see it. It's divided in your head. But actually, Hashem is not one. So when you look inside, you see unity. You see one. Suddenly you feel connected to the Torah. You feel connected to Am Yisrael. Connected to Eretz Yisrael. Connected. The sin of all of those sins, the punishment on them is karet, for an example. Karet means to cut. If you feel divided, cut from Eretz Yisrael, it's because of those karetim. Divided from Am Yisrael, you hate a certain Jew, you cannot stand a certain Jew, you cannot understand a certain Jew. It's those karetim that cut you from that Jew, from that part of godliness, of Elokut that he got inside him. This is why we need to do tshuva, and to do tshuva, and to do tshuva. And when you do tshuva and you achieve a complete tshuva, you have everyone. You understand the Torah, even if you haven't learned that part of the Torah, it's inside of you. You know it already. It's obvious. You learn, you say, now again, it's coming back to you. You have it inside of you. That's the power of complete tshuva, of tshuva shlema. You don't have nothing against nothing. You see the private supervision of Hashem in every detail in your life. You see Hashem, you feel Hashem, you sense Hashem, you breathe Hashem. You smell Hashem, you see Hashem everywhere. Ve'er'et Elokim. You can see God. Where you can see God? Mi'besarich ezeh Eloka. David HaMelech is saying, from your flesh, from your body, from your actions, you see the message, you see, you learn. What are the hints that Hashem is telling you from your life experience, from your life? Who am I? It's what that Hashem wants to tell me. That I need to work on those things. That I need to improve my deeds, my will. That I need to pray on that. I need to work on that. And it all depends on the will. If you see that your will is weak, work on that. Work on your will. Pray on your will. Hashem, let me want you. Thank you.